Chapter 11, There is No Empty Space. Chapter 11 of the Tao Te Ching draws attention to some things it is very important to know about. It deals primarily with what we generally think of as empty space. It talks of a wheel, a vase, and a house, all of which, it says, are only useful because of the empty space they contain. Our thoughts are spontaneously drawn to the tomb of Christian Rosicross. Several maxims are engraved on the tombstone, one of which says, "There is no empty space." Naturally, Lao Tzu came to the same conclusion because what is really empty cannot be useful. There is a manifestation known to us as the universe of death. Its background, which is invisible to human beings, is more important than its visible aspects. The immaterial, invisible side of dialectical nature determines its material, visible side. The visible aspects have a function and a purpose. These are to be explained from the invisible side of things. If one examines the functions and aims of things in the world of dialectics and discovers that everything is trouble and sorrow, one is bound to lose all respect for the empty space, the invisible background underlying all these things and phenomena, because it is that invisible side of things which has determined the visible. The aeons and archons and all the forces seething in the empty space, the invisible side of the nature of death, know that the cause can always be deduced from the results. That is why they do their best to disguise their true functions and aims. That is why the whole of dialectics operates in such a way as to conceal the real character of the nature of death. But these efforts are only partly successful, because all phenomena must invariably reveal their true nature in the end. So isn't the masquerade rather futile? No, for by the time the true nature of things comes to light, it is generally too late to take adequate protective measures. The world is full of churches and places of worship whose apparent aim is to meet the metaphysical needs of humankind, but their real aim and function is to maintain this world as it is, and to keep from humankind any knowledge of the true character of the nature of death. If a person devotes himself magnetically and attunes his whole being to the institution that is promising him salvation, he will be demagnetized as far as any truly liberating Gnostic magnetic processes are concerned, and his system will no longer be capable of benefiting from them. So you can see how extremely important it is to study the empty spaces of the nature of death, for there lie the dangers, there lie the causes. That is why the present-day spiritual school never stops trying to unmask the invisible for you, the invisible that becomes visible in its phenomena. The cloying masks of the reflection sphere are torn aside. The contents of that space, which to us is empty, are uncovered. And then you know what to think of them, and you know what conclusions are justified. Every human being stands at the center of a wheel. Every microcosm and every mortal soul stands at the center of an all manifestation. The sun sends its rays to you, all the heavenly bodies send their rays to you. So you are standing at the center of a wheel of fiery rays, and all of them are converging on you. The 30 spokes of a wheel unite around the hub. The wheel is the astral light that drives you. You are the hub of the wheel because you are the focus on which the rays converge. Lao Tzu says there are 30 of them because 30 primary spokes, or rays of the great fire wheel, are often alluded to in the universal doctrine. There are three major currents of astral fire, each of which contains a number of lines of force. These 30 rays do not originate from the visible universe, but from the invisible, the void, the empty space. The astral fire is invisible. These rays or channels gather together all the forces and possibilities present throughout the space of the fiery wheel and drive them towards the hub. The wheel rotates around the hub, and the hub carries the wagon, the existence. This existence has a certain purpose, which derives its use or uselessness from the empty space, from the source of energy. That energy source determines the quality, capacity, and potency of the phenomena made visible by it. Having made this point, Lao Tzu goes into more detail. He says, "Think of the vase. We have come to know this vase as the Holy Grail, the great fountain of the heart. In this grail cup, a principle is hidden, the rose of the heart. But at the same time, the grail cup represents the whole heart sanctuary, which has such an important role to play in the grail process. No one could deny that the heart sanctuary is needed from clay, from the substance of nature. It can only be of use to the pupil if he fills the empty space in the vase from the empty, invisible space of the gnosis, if he fills the vase with the living water of the fiery wheel of salvation. And this in turn can only happen if the heart has been purified." People are constantly trying to build, develop, and equip their dwellings, their personalities, in every possible way. They are constantly preoccupied with the state of the windows and doors, which provide them with a view and a way in and out. So now you need to ask yourself whether or not the doors and windows of the house you are building face in the direction of the empty space of the gnosis. In which fire wheel are you standing? The wheel in which you are standing determines what function you can fulfill. What kind of usefulness does your house offer? Is it useful to the nature of death or to the nature of life? You are the hub on which the 30 spokes converge. They are like 30 rivers, fed by countless streams from the empty space. But in which empty space are you standing? You are standing in two spaces. The first is that of time and space. The second is that of eternity, of omnipresence. So in an abstract sense, it is as if you can see two wheels of fire spinning round you. Towards which wheel do your windows face? Towards which fire do your doors open? Which wheel generated the plan you are following to build your house? Do you understand now that the real usefulness of what is depends on what is not? There is something you are not, and there is something you are. And what you are not, you will have to become. You are being something, you are manifesting something throughout every second of your life. And what you manifest determines the immaterial sphere, the invisible space through which you live. So as soon as you look at the real results of your life, you will know which of the two fiery wheels revolving round you is the guiding factor in your life. The modern spiritual school is the field in which you are taught and helped to restore the vase of the heart, the grail, from which all things must arise, to its proper use, and to build the house of renewal in the right way. We want to bring these things close, very close to you, so we ask you to think of the carpet that you see on the floor in front of the place of service in our temple. You, as a pupil of the spiritual school, are the goal of the spiritual school. The school's purpose is to enable you to reach the goal, so you are the pivot around which the wheel turns. So go and stand on the carpet for a moment. What do you see now? What do you experience now? You are standing at the center of a circle in a fiery wheel. Countless forces are converging on you. Like rivers welling up from the invisible, the living waters flood over you. The spokes of the wheel unite around you. The 30 spokes of the wheel unite around the hub, but only because of its empty space is it of use. You are also standing in a triangle. The 30 spokes of the wheel are now manifested in three main currents, seeking to fill the vase, the grail cup of the heart, to the brim with living water. The vase has been molded from clay, but only because of its empty space is it of use. Finally, you see you are standing in a square. On that square, you must build your house, your new home, well provided with doors and windows for transfigured souls. Doors and windows are made for the benefit of the house under construction, but only because of their empty space are they of use. Thus, out of the evangelical wisdom of Lao Tzu, which is thousands of years old, we can see the carpet of the present-day spiritual school arising. Go and stand on that carpet, brother, sister, and it will guide you to the lands of eternal freedom. He who can understand, let him understand.